Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Friday. This is Seattle Now. The big rain is coming. Microsoft knows how much longer your remote work is taking, and Macklemore is selling golfware. The Needling's Lex Vaughn and KUOW's Zeki Hamid are here to break down another week in Seattle. But first, let's get you caught up. If you're unvaccinated, King County is going to require you to show a negative COVID test to do a whole bunch of things starting late next month. After October 25th, the county will require proof of vaccination or a negative test for large outdoor events like sports and concerts, plus indoor spaces like restaurants, bars, movie theaters, gyms, museums, and conferences. Grocery stores, notably, not on the list. Smaller venues will get a little more time. They'll have until early December to start enforcing the rule. Officials say they'll reevaluate in 6 months. We're learning more about the first wave of Afghan refugees headed for the Puget Sound region. The numbers from the governor's office are early and expected to go up. But so far, Kent is expecting about 600 people, followed by SeaTac in Seattle with another 550. The State Department says almost 1,700 Afghan immigrants and refugees are headed to the state. California is the country's largest destination, with around 5,000 people on the way. And Seattle's bicycle helmet law appears to be on the way out. The King County Board of Health met yesterday. They agree helmets are important, but the law, that is being inequitably enforced against people of color and homeless people. It's been on the books since 2003 in the city, and in that time, research shows it's reduced bike-related head injuries, brain damage, and fatalities. The board will meet again next month to vote on a repeal. We are heading straight into fall in Seattle. The Seahawks are playing, the Mariners are about to stop playing, and we're finally about to wash away a dry, dusty, breakthrough COVID-y summer with some real rain. I can't wait. Lex Vaughn is here. She's the editor-in-chief of The Needling, Seattle's only real fake news and community service, I might add, where you can learn that Starbucks is recommending a pumpkin spice booster if your last latte was more than 2 hours ago. Lex, really good to have you here. Thanks.
Nice to be here.
And my colleague Zeki Hamid is here, director of community engagement at KUOW. Zeki, I'm actually hearing that the pumpkin spice latte is getting sidelined by some apple drink this year.
Oh, no. No. No, keep the OG.
All right. Apple crisp macchiato. It just sounds like a stupid apple pie in a cup to me, which I drink my coffee a very specific way.
Just like give me regular. Some black coffee and I'm good.
Well, with half and half, I definitely have a half and half problem. But anyway, no pumpkin spice for me. Time to pull out the rain gear, guys. We are definitely headed into fall, National Weather Service says. We're in for up to 2 inches of rain between today and Sunday. Who's ready?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. I mean, like, this is like the worst Seattle summer ever. I mean, Seattle's supposed to be all about this summer, and I wanted it over. As soon as it started, I'm like, no, we're not friends anymore. You were mean. Give me fall.
Hot back summer lasted about a hot minute, honestly.
Yeah. Really did. Maybe 1 week. And then I was like, get out of here.
Oh no, bring on the fire in the fireplace, give me the cozy sweaters, you know, give me the rain, goodbye sun, I'm done, I'm ready for it. I even bought a nice little raincoat for our dog, you know, so here we go, we're ready to go.
And you know what'll happen, right? In February we will all turn around and be like, summer, we need summer, it's dark at 3 o'clock again.
I don't know, man. I think I've got a new appreciation for the colder months after this summer.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Well, I'm just not a fan of the heat. I just don't like heat, and we're getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I've never been a fan of that, even though I'm a desert boy. But I live here for a reason. And it's not
those 100-degree days, back-to-back 100-degree days did not speak to you, Zeki.
No.
I was so excited about fall that I'm usually not a Starbucks girl at all, but I saw so many people posting about the PSL that I was like, you know what? I'm going to be desperate for a new season, too. I think you should go back to Starbucks every now and then just to further appreciate independent coffee shops.
Yes. All right, what else is going on this week? Microsoft, very into studying its workforce. And this week, the company revealed the length of the average work week within the company increased by about 10% since they went to remote work, which doesn't surprise me at all. They're saying it might be an indication that employees were less productive or that their day has shifted, right? Time and space is different since we have started remote work. I probably work longer.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on, you know, the kind of work we're talking about. But I love that this last year, one of the only good things, one of the small amount of good things that happened is like this better conversation about what a normal work week should look like. You know, like, does it really have to be 40 hours? You know, in addition to it, does it have to be in an office? Does it have to be 40 hours? Because when you look at the science of how a human brain works, when they're doing kind of like creative work or more like of a set at a computer type work, thinking work, 40 hours a week doesn't necessarily get you more productivity.
Right, right.
You know, we have to get better at what we're doing, though. And what I mean by that is there are so many things that were different in the past year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And I don't think we fully adjusted to it or really figured out how to do this in a way that not only gets us more productive, but also to kind of nurture these relationships. I think that collegiality has taken a dip. I think kindness has taken a dip. I just notice it kind of sprinkled out through these Zoom meetings and such.
Oh.
And I think just being apart is, you know, that kind of distance plays a part in that. So we haven't figured that out yet. I just think we have some work to do. But there's certain things that I do miss about what used to be.
I miss the bullpen a little bit with the reporters. I really miss talking with my fellow reporters. That was one of the best parts of my day. But honestly, my quality of life is so much better working from home. I cannot deny it.
Yeah.
I hope to see more, you know, work arrangements where it's like, I think it is hard to replace just like in-person meeting your actual colleagues face-to-face. I mean, that's an important part of the relationship. But does it have to be 40 hours a week of you all in the same building? Does it happen?
I don't think that's ever going to happen again. I don't think that's ever going to happen again. And you're right, Lex. I think that it would never have happened except for the pandemic. We would never have gotten here. Yeah.
Yeah, because this kind of experimentation would have never happened without a pandemic.
Totally. We would have never had permission to do it.
I have another theory, though. You know how it's like during the pandemic, it was kind of a test of how good people's romantic relationships were? It's like either they got better or they blew up. And I think the same is probably a little bit true for a lot of work environments. You know, it's like if people aren't coming back to the office, it's they never really liked it. So maybe do something with that. People who like their office want to come back.
Right. Zeki. Speaking of blowing up the work environment, Macklemore. He's trading the recording studio, apparently, for the golf course, and now he's a golfware designer.
That's such a bad idea. That is just ugly as sin. Like, all of his wardrobe. I like his music. I really do. I love the music. You know, he's a hometown boy, so I got to love him for that. But that fashion sense, oh, God, that is just ugly as sin. Like, just step away, Macklemore.
I actually don't think that's the problem with this. Because I admit, when I first found out about his line, I think earlier this year, I checked it out. And I mean, I think for what's in fashion right now, I think they did a good job making like an interesting look. First of all, let's just get real. It doesn't take much to level up golf, you know, wardrobe. It doesn't take much to make that much better. You know, I mean, when I think of men, you know, old, rich men, you know, like out there in their polo shirts, it's like, I'm not thinking, you know, high fashion. I think actually, like, they did a really good line. But the awkward part is that Macklemore kind of got famous for being a thrift shop guy. And if you look at the prices of these clothes, they're like, they're
$80
that affordable.
For a polo. $80 for a polo.
Yeah, so I think that's the awkward part, especially because this weekend they're opening up a retail shop for that clothing line on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you have a whole song. Like, what are your most famous, like the thing that propelled you was a song about shopping at the thrift shop. And not, you know, how you don't need that designer label. You don't need to, you know, spend a chunk of change. But it's also maybe just a sign of like growing up. I don't know. This last weekend, I went to my first comedy event in a long time at Laughs. And Dustin Nickerson had this joke about how, like, you know, thrift shop clothes make you look kind of cool and unique in your 20s. And as soon as you enter your 30s, people are just like, oh, no, are you okay? How's it going? It's like, oh, I can't do this anymore. So maybe Macklemore just, you know, had that realization, like, oh, even I can't make thrift shop clothes look cool anymore. I gotta move on.
Oh my gosh. I think you just nailed it. And speaking of cool, we have a new ice rink, of course. The Kraken opened their $80 million practice facility last weekend in Northgate. Training camp starts next week. The traffic has already started. The Kraken Community Iceplex is backing up Fifth Ave in Northgate already. Mm-hmm. I'm psyched. I got my skates.
You gonna go skating?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. They have midday sessions. I'm like, huh.
I've never been
on ice
before.
Teenagers at school? What?
Where am I? I'm from Jordan. There's no ice.
Oh,
there.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's, but I've never been. It looks nice.
One of my first memories of ice skating was like, it was like some middle school field trip where I ice skated for the first time and I thought I had the hang of it. But then I had no idea how to stop. And I just kept on going in circles, going like, I can't stop. And all my friends are just like, she can't stop. Just laughing from the sidelines. And then like, you know, one of the like nerdiest, dorkiest guys in the class like just came out and like held my hand and slowed me down. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
I have so much more respect.
That's nice.
I'll never bully you again. We are leaving it there for today. Thanks to our guests, Lex Vaughn, editor-in-chief of The Needling, and Zeki Hamid, director of community engagement at KUOW. Thanks, you two.
Good to be with you.
That was fun. Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's all for today. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend about us. Very easy to share an episode. You can do it right from your phone. Jason Pagano produced today's show. Our production team is Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Diana Opal. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. Have a great weekend.